Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thank you so much for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show today. Steve Burness is somebody you hear on the station quite often, usually with Bob Surratt. Steve, what days do you join Bob? Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday mornings, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. That's when I hear you. I always listen to wait for the tagline. Tip off to the rip off. Steve is the president and CEO of the Chicago Better Business Bureau. And today is Cyber Monday, better known as Cyber Criminal Monday, right? What can people do to protect themselves today?
Well, it looks like, Lisa, it's going to be a record-breaking day. According to Adobe, it'll be about $11.2 billion in spending today. And the reason I say that is because the scammers go over to the money's ad as well. So they'll be in looking and shopping for victims just as much as you are shopping for items. So it's imperative that you make certain that you know who you're dealing with and make certain that that website is the organization that you want to know and deal with. If you follow a link or you click on any type of advertisement, without doing any research on them, it could be a fraudulent website. And ever since the pandemic, as you know, Lisa, we've been seeing a lot more online complaints, and it's growing in numbers, unfortunately, and consumers are falling victim to this. So we just want consumers to shop smart and deal with companies that they know and trust. And if you are going to do business with somebody else, please visit that website, find out about them through the Better Business Bureau and other sources. A recent study by the Better Business Bureau, as you know, Lisa, 65% of the consumer that filed a scam on the online sales with us had no intention that day of buying from that company. And that speaks great volumes, because it's obviously determining that, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with, so you have to find that information out first. There's a lot of great businesses, Lisa, as you know, but
yeah,
unfortunately, there's some that ruin for everybody else.
Well, you see that product that's advertised, if you're on a social media platform and they give you a link and you're like, oh, that's a great price, and you click on it, and you might think that you're going to Macy's, but you're not. So you should definitely look at that product and then go to that website itself. Like, let's just use Macy's as an example, and go to Macy's.com, right?
Exactly. Go to the website itself directly, and sometimes it's not those well-known retailers. This could be just a company's name that you never heard of, or an individual. So you have to do some research on them to see what their track record is. Are they locally based? Are they in the United States? What kind of track record do they have? And I think a lot of times these scammers are looking for quick hits. They want your credit card number. They want your bank account number. And they'll leave. And they'll tell you anything you want to hear, of course. So you think you get the sought-after item, really your reduced price. You know, you end up losing more money that way, or losing your identity. And it's not a matter of if, Lisa, as you know, it's a matter of when your identity will be stolen.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Chicago Better Business Bureau. So let's go down all the do's you should do today. Definitely research the site before you make the purchase. That is, make sure you go to the site of the product that's being sold. Credit cards, right? Never debit cards.
Credit card over a debit card. You have your best protection with a credit card. If it's a debit card and you dispute the charge with your bank, they put a hold on your money, so you can't pay your bills if you've got a hold on your money, and especially if somebody gets into your account and steals your funds. You'll get the money back, but it could take 6 months. And guess what? You won't be able to pay your bills, so use your credit card.
What about price checking?
Price checking is most important, Lisa, before going out, because a lot of times we get complaints, you know, come Christmas, day after Christmas, from people who bought the product, thought it was the cheaper, they can get it cheaper, or they could have got it cheaper somewhere else. So make sure you know the product price and quantity and everything ahead of time, and stick to your budget. A lot of times we see people always get in trouble when they impulse buy when they had no intention of buying.
And how do you tell that you're on a secure site for sure?
Well, secure site is HTTPS in your URL thing. So it's, instead of HTTP, they'll have an S at the end of it. But it's not a fail-safe method, because the scammers do have secured sites as well. But you never want to give your credit card information on an unsecured site. So always look for that S inside the HTTP URL.
And are stores changing their return options for Cyber Monday offers?
For Cyber Monday offers and holiday offers, sometimes the stores do change their policies, and consumers need to remember that refunds and exchanges is just a privilege, not a right. And what I mean by that is companies need to or will set up their own policies ahead of time, but you have to ask that as a consumer, what is their policy? So a lot of times, sometimes small businesses will change their return policy during the Christmas season, will be exchanges only. So if you buy somebody an ugly sweater, for instance, they can only return it to the store, but they won't get their money back. They'll just get an even exchange, and sometimes you don't want that. So you have to ask that ahead of time, especially on Cyber Monday, because there's restocking fees and other fees associated with returning items sometimes.
Boy, I was lucky, Steve, because I bought a Christmas tree last week, and I was hesitant to buy one that was pre-lit, but I was excited. It arrived. We put it together. The bottom lights don't work, and all I could think of, even though it was, you know, they've got about 5 stores in the Chicagoland area, what if they don't take it back? I never read the return policy. And I called them today, and that customer service agent was mean as hell, Steve. She was mean, but they're taking it back.
Yeah, they are mean sometimes. They deal with consumers all day. But you're right, Lisa. You have to ask that question ahead of time and pay with your credit card. Those are two important factors in this situation.
Okay, talk to us about antivirus software and phishing scams.
Well, antivirus software, everybody should have that on their computer, or at least know how to make sure it's on and update it regularly. Just don't have it in the background without updating it, so make sure it's on auto-update. That protects you from all the malware and spam that's out there. Not everything, of course, but it'll help protect you from a lot of it. And those usually come in the form of a phishing email. So, for instance, Lisa, you get an email from your bank. You know, think it's your bank saying, click here, we need your account number and things of that nature. That's a phishing email who's trying to extract this information from you to steal your identity in some way. And these antivirus websites tend to hopefully keep you away from those types of entities and or prevent you from a virus being on your computer and spam and malware. And sometimes they can hold your computer hostage. And as we saw, at least remember a few years ago, a South Suburban police station had to pay their ransomware to the scammer in order to get their police files back. So it's a real threat out there. Deal with companies you know with. Check the Better Business Bureau. Look for the BBB seal, which is a sign of a better business.
And just go to BBB.org, right?
Correct, BBB.org, before you buy or hire. And we're also referral agency, Lisa, so if you need a good retailer or if you need a air conditioner or a heating company or waterproofing company, whatever it may be, you can go to the Better Business Bureau website, and we are also a referral agency. We've been doing this in Chicago for over 96 years.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.
Happy holidays to you, Lisa. Thank you.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Chicago Better Business Bureau.